Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. In the last week, here on the Mysteries of Life, we discussed briefly about relationships and the essence of their very existence. We elaborated on the ways in which conjugal relationships are based upon symbiosis, where mutual benefit is of the utmost importance. Going ahead in the same vein, I would like to simply state that mutual benefit is in fact the measuring scale of any relationship. If you ever wish to see if any relationship in your life is an ideal one, you need only check it on this one factor. If that relationship is one that is mutually beneficial, then rest assured it would be one that lasts the longest. But if you find that the said relationship is not so, the proactive thing to do would be to take constructive steps to make it so. Walk the extra mile and do that extra bit for your partner, and if you feel that you're not getting that which you deserve, ask him to do it for you. Simply put, maintain the balance, for in the long run, that is what shall truly matter, and that is what shall truly keep you two together. To the topic at hand, in today's session, we are going to discuss about love and God. We are going to discuss ways in which love can truly be equated with God, ways in which it can truly benefit the entire humanity. Often we see that people are self-centered in their lives, that they are cocooned in their own private world. Sorry to say so, but even the love that they bear in their hearts is directed towards a select group of individuals. The love that I would bear for someone may not necessarily be the same that I would bear for another. This sentiment of likes and dislikes thus spurs from our own desires and our own innate quality to be self-centered and vain. What true love ultimately teaches us is how to go beyond this self-centeredness and love without boundaries or expectations. The reason why I bring God into the picture here is that, simply put, God represents the universal singularity of the entire cosmos. If you'd have to describe the entire universe and all that it encompasses in one word, what word would you choose? I choose God, for I truly believe and feel that in that one phenomenon, everything that exists in this world is taken into account. So back to the question at hand, why bring God into the picture here? Well, for the simple reason that we need to expand our own horizons. And where would we look to if not to Him? Our own sentiments and our own mind frame is so puny and restricted that we fail to look beyond our own selves. Our vision is hampered by this, and thus is our love rendered defunct due to the limits that we set for it. We can counter that self-centeredness only by equating it with the universal singularity of God. We can equate that finiteness within us with the infinite description or expression of undefined divinity. When an individual learns, or rather starts to love God, he creates within himself a vast and endless expanse of great mirth. There is nothing but joy that resides within him, for by loving God, he is automatically equated with him. Think of it. Love is nothing but mutual affinity. It brings two people closer, so much that after years of being in love, they start to resemble each other. Imagine being in love with God and having that level of intimacy and that level of mutual affinity for each other. When you love God, God loves you back. Take Radha, Meera, or Mary for an example. These are instances of individuals who found the Lord's holy kingdom simply through the power of love and devotion. Devotion that ultimately blossomed into love, and love that made them utterly and completely devoted to their mate. Such is the power of love that in a single lifetime, it can change your entire destiny, endearing you to God Himself. Such is love. endearing yourself to God, bringing in yourself the affinity and the desire to spread your love and benevolence beyond the boundaries that you set for yourself, indeed yields you great benefits. The power of love creates a seamless affinity between you and Him. And through love, through the divine energy that flows down from the holy abodes, your weaknesses and your shortcomings are completely ablated. Love changes a person, and by loving God, you are changed. Transformed, for in a single lifetime, you evolve as you start to resemble the very entity of phenomenal greatness that you once worshipped. Through love, you evolve, and through that spiritual courtship, you experience the nirvana of the divine embrace of God. Through that divine romance, you attain deathless life, as you enter God's kingdom, never to return again to these wretched lands. Such is the power of love, and such is its greatness. Thank you.